Imagine a practice so profound that it can transform your relationship with stress, enhance creativity, and open doorways to higher consciousness, all through something you do 23,000 times each day without thinking. Pranayama, the yogic science of breath control, represents one of yoga's most transformative yet misunderstood practices. While many Western practitioners equate yoga with physical postures, traditional yogis viewed these poses primarily as preparation for the essential practice of working with breath. Pranayama isn't about forcing or controlling breath, but removing obstacles that prevent our natural breath from flowing freely. Like cleaning a window doesn't create light, but allows existing light to shine through, pranayama doesn't create life energy, but removes blockages preventing its free movement. This journey follows four stages: clarification, understanding the vital force; cooperation, surveying our physical body and everyday breath; comprehension, learning preparatory postures; and completion, practicing traditional techniques, though the journey into the self never truly ends. Prana is more than just breath. It's the fundamental life force animating existence. When cosmic prana enters our body, it transforms into individual prana with five major branches: forward wind, inhalation and taking in; downward wind, exhalation and elimination; middle wind, digestion; circulating wind, energy distribution; and upward wind, expression and speech. This explains why pranayama influences not just breathing, but our entire physiological and psychological state. Notice how your breath naturally changes with emotions: short when anxious, deep when relaxed. Pranayama reverses this relationship, using breath to deliberately influence emotional and mental states. Before beginning breathing exercises, we must understand ourselves through the witness. Our everyday consciousness fluctuates with thoughts and emotions, which we mistakenly identify as our complete selves. The witness allows us to observe these contents without judgment. Like watching a movie, you can be absorbed in the drama, normal state, or remain aware you're sitting in a theater watching projected images, witness perspective. Both are valid, but the latter frees you from being controlled by the content. To access your witness, simply step back and observe your body as if studying an unfamiliar object. This initiates transformation as unnecessary tensions dissolve and authentic breath emerges. Like building a house on stable ground, pranayama requires a properly prepared body. This preparation begins with corpse posture, which allows practitioners to create an internal map of the body. Though appearing simple, this pose demands attention to physical balance. Most people are unconsciously asymmetrical due to handedness, postural habits, and stress, creating tension that interferes with breathwork. Through systematic body mapping, practitioners learn to identify and release tension in key areas: the pelvis, rib cage, shoulders, spine, and head. Each region is essential for breathing mechanics. For instance, centering the femur heads in the hip sockets creates a chain reaction that lengthens the spine and creates space for breath. Understanding rib movement helps practitioners visualize the three-dimensional expansion of the thorax during breathing. Beyond physical alignment, preparation involves quieting the five traditional sense organs, drawing attention inward like a tortoise retracting into its shell. Before changing the breath, we must understand its natural qualities: time, varying lengths of inhales and exhales; texture, how breath bumps along through the body; space, the areas filled, lower belly, upper belly, and rib case; and rest, the pauses after inhale and exhale. Like spaces between letters or musical notes, these pauses give breath its shape and meaning. When observed, the natural rests between breaths often expand spontaneously, creating what many describe as a suspended and calm feeling. By noting these qualities, practitioners develop their unique breathing identity. Most people breathe primarily into the visible front torso, leaving the back unbreathed. In pranayama, we learn to fill the entire torso space, addressing obstacles like darkness in the lower belly or stiffness in the upper ribs. Have you noticed how simply observing your breath naturally transforms its rhythm without effort? With foundations established, practitioners can explore formal techniques like conqueror's breath and against the grain breath. Conqueror's breath draws the inhale upward from the groins along the front spine to the heart, like an elevator rising. The exhale begins from the lifted heart, with the eyes of the heart open in wonder. This creates a distinctive throat sound, similar to ocean waves or Darth Vader's breathing, that helps focus attention and monitor breath quality. Against the grain breath introduces brief pauses during both inhale and exhale, practiced with either time divisions, pausing after specific counts, or space divisions, filling different torso sections successively. These techniques follow a four-stage progression: witnessing everyday breath, gradually slowing the breath, applying formal technique with ratio breathing, and returning to everyday breathing to observe effects. Advanced practice incorporates locks, bandha, and retention, kumbhaka, which prevent energy leakage, direct energy to specific centers, and create conditions for deeper awakening. Pranayama is not a destination, but a continuous exploration of the relationship between breath, body, and consciousness. The practice journey progresses through four levels over approximately 12 months of dedicated practice. Level 1 establishes foundations, developing witness awareness, detailed body mapping, and systematic breath observation. Level 2 introduces unusual breathing patterns to highlight habitual tendencies. Level 3 introduces formal techniques in a reclining position. The final level transitions to traditional sitting practice with locks and extended retention. Throughout this journey, practitioners maintain a detailed journal recording both objective details and subjective experiences. The ultimate goal extends far beyond improved respiratory function or stress reduction. As one aspirant discovered, God is in the space between the breaths. This space becomes a gateway to deeper consciousness. By working with breath, we access the liminal space between our surface identity and authentic self. Regular practitioners report experiences of profound peace, expanded awareness, and glimpses of what ancient texts call the natural state, where we discover we are not the breather, but the awareness witnessing the breath. Pranayama beautifully bridges formal practice and everyday living. The witness consciousness developed during meditation can accompany you throughout your day through remembrancers, unusual objects that remind you of deeper awareness. Brief conqueror breaks during quiet moments can reset your nervous system and reconnect you with your authentic self. With practice, these techniques transform ordinary activities like walking, working, and difficult conversations. When progress seems elusive, remember that simply showing up creates a foundation for future growth. No effort in this world is lost or wasted, ancient wisdom tells us. Through patient practice, the distinction between controlling breath and being breathed dissolves, revealing the underlying unity yogis have pointed to for millennia. Each conscious breath invites you to awaken to the spacious awareness beneath mental chatter. This is pranayama's ultimate gift, discovering that in the space between breaths, we touch the infinite within ourselves.